Well, we're going to talk swans this morning. Laura Schwendinger is in with us this morning. She's the Cass County naturalist, and we have swans again this year.
Yes, we do. We have, this morning, we had 38 swans out at the quarry. And if you're new to town or just don't know where to come find my trumpeter swans, if you go on Highway 83 West, and you go, it'll be the second right after, or it'll be the first right after Buck Creek Road. You'll see the turn into Buck Creek Road. You just want to go one more turn, and you turn right, and it'll be a big metal building that says Schulberg Construction on there. You just drive around their parking lot, and then you'll see the swans there at Lake 4.
My swans, she says. You take ownership in those, huh?
Well, you know, when you have to take care of them day in, day out, and check on them and be their little protector sometimes.
Fortunately, though, you kind of have a lot of people around the area that kind of take ownership in them.
Yes, we do. And so we've got some generous people that always want to donate to the swans or want to come and help out and check on them. And they know our phone numbers. And if someone gets injured, we usually get a phone call pretty quick. So we're pretty lucky.
When did they actually show up this year?
November 17th. So, yeah.
Is that about average?
That is about average. That's a popular week to pick, either that or Thanksgiving week, the next week. So that's pretty popular for them to come down.
Well, how did the swans stack up this year? Now, you said 38. How many of those are young? How many of those are adults?
Yep, 38. And then of those are 18 of those are 16 cygnets. Can't talk. 18 of them are cygnets. And so, which is, we've probably got 4 to 6 pairs of adults that don't have any kids this year, or they're too young to have kids yet, hanging out at the quarry. So otherwise, the rest of them have babies out there, that sort of thing. And you can tell by that they're grayer. They're not totally stark white yet. And so the stark white ones are the adults, and then the grayer ones are the cygnets.
Well, I think we've schooled a lot of folks over the years on the trumpeter swans and things, so they kind of have a general idea. We're pretty fortunate that they come back here year after year.
Yeah, we're one of the top three wintering sites for these trumpeter swans. Right now, Webster City, which is called Beamer's Pond, up there has over 170. I can't imagine trying to keep up with feeding or keeping track of 170. But when we feed, let's say upwards of 50 or 60 in a day, our feeder is empty every day then, you know. So we between 30 and 40, we're feeding every other day. So we've got that feeder.
If they're
not going out to the fields. So right now we have no snow, so they're not eating as much out of our feeder.
Yeah, they're awfully big, so they need a little bit of nourishment.
Yes, they're deceiving.
Do we have new ones this year?
No. All of the visitors that are collared have been here before. So out of the ones that we know of, that they have been here before.
Okay. So we need to bring a few friends next year when we come back. Well, let's talk a little bit about now these birds, because you mentioned feeding them and things like that. I see you've got a little program you've put together with a local sponsor to help with that now.
Yeah, we just went in and asked the Orchelands interim store manager to help us out and see if we could partner up. And so we came up with this idea of just to make it easier for people to help us. That's half the issue. So now, you can just walk into Orchelands here in Atlantic, and you don't even have to go back and try to lift a 50-pound bag full of feed. You can just go through the registers and say, I would like to buy a bag and donate it to the swans. And so they scan that barcode and put that on your bill, and then they put the bag actually in a special container right up there by the front of the registers, and hopefully we can get some donations that way, and so we can fill the feeder. About 4 bags fill the feeder. Just
4? How big of bags?
They're 50-pound bags.
Yeah, so this isn't your normal outdoor bird feeder in the backyard.
No, and it has to be whole cleaned corn. People ask if we can do cracked corn. They just don't like it as well, and it's more waste, and we don't want to waste the corn. So we do the whole clean corn. That's what they're used to.
Sure.
So
Has the winter been good for the swans this year? You mentioned not a lot of snow cover. They can find things. There's really no risk right now of the pond freezing over.
Right. They can find food. They're going out into the feeders. Eventually, I think our luck is going to run out. And so that they're going to kind of hunker down, and especially if we get snow and cover up that food source out in the fields. And then also they have had a good summer. There was no, besides the Missouri River flooding, which doesn't terribly affect them too much, the marshes up north didn't seem to, not very many of them got flooded. So their nest success rate has been amazing. I think we've got 6H9 and 5H5 have been seeming to have six babies. So just that family has six babies, which is usually they have six eggs. They don't usually all survive to this point. And so when they got here with six babies, and actually they were sighted also up in Brayton before they got here, we had to call the DNR and said, hey, guess what? And they were excited that they had six to this point.
It's and they pair for life, don't they?
Yes, they pair for life unless something happens to one of them within the first 2 to 3 years. But usually, after 3 years of being together, they're like, oh, nope, we're stuck together.
Better track record than humans, I guess, unfortunately. But, well, talk a little bit about the soiree with the swans is coming up here very soon, here in the first Saturday in January. Yes. You get a chance for folks to come out and learn more.
Yep, Saturday, January 7th is our soiree with the swans. And if you've never been to the soiree with the swans, it's at the same place where you can go view the swans. Obviously, we're going to be doing 10 to 20 minute presentations every half an hour. And so you can, you know, learn more, ask us questions. And, you know, people always ask me, well, you know, I'm not much of a birder, but I want to come do this. You need absolutely nothing. Just bring yourself. You know, if you don't need to have a binoculars, nothing. We have all of those things there available for you to use while the soiree is going on. We're going to have spotting scopes and some binoculars. And of course, we have, it's a free will donation to help us feed the swans. And also, we always have hot dogs and hot chocolate to help us stay warm. We might not need the hot chocolate so much this year, but hey.
Well, now, without giving details, what types of things will folks learn if they attend?
They will learn everything from a lot of the facts about the actual swans, and, you know, their weight, their height, things like that, all the way to what the Iowa DNR does for them and how our restoration project has gotten to this point.
They're pretty easy birds to get along with.
Yeah, as long as you don't want to, you know, pick them up or anything.
Like anything
that makes
else.
That makes it interesting. I've seen some wildlife biologists really get bruised. They're very, very strong animals, whether it's their legs or it's their wings hitting you. So, yeah, and they do have teeth. People don't realize they do have, you know, they have a sharp serration on their beak. So please don't try to hand feed my swans. Because you're taking your life into your own hands.
You might be hand feeding them, a hand instead of by hand. Well, it's a lot of fun for folks to get out. And I know a lot of people take their children out there too, and they spend a lot of time because the children are really fascinated by that. When they're not frightened of it, they're fascinated by it. But are people, you know, they've been coming here now for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And while we're fortunate with that, you sometimes run the risk of people kind of thinking, okay, yeah, great, the swans are back. I don't care anymore because I've seen them before.
Right.
Do you see that, or are people still interested?
No, we usually see people coming back every year. A lot of families, when Christmas is around and New Year's is around, they bring their families to it. It's just a yearly thing they do. So we are seeing them come back. You know, we do get a lot of handicapped groups out because the buses can pull right up or the vehicles, and they don't have to get out of the car or the big SWTA buses or anything like that because they can see them from that area, that parking area. That's the great thing.
Yeah, and I suppose you get probably people coming in from all areas to see.
Yeah. Last year we had over 5 states representative out of 100 people at the soiree. So,
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So folks can come on out. I guess the one thing we do ask, now there is feed there if folks would like to feed. Sometimes people think, oh, I've got an old loaf of bread I'll bring with me. Don't do that.
Yeah, no moldy bread. That mold will make them sick. But if it's, you know, fresher bread, you know, if it's fresh bread or you've got some corn, whole corn, that's fine too. You know, and if you want to, again, donate to that, fill the feeder, definitely the ease of stopping out at Orchland's and snagging a bag, and they're on sale right now until the 31st.
Do you get a lot of folks who have contacted you over time saying, hey, I'd like to donate?
Have a couple farmers that are our go-to people too, mm-hmm. as well, for at least one donation, that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, this makes it a lot easier then too, for instead of just having to handle money, they can go right out and buy it. You have to do is pick it up, bring the feed over.
Yeah. Yep.
Great. So Orchland's in Atlantic helping out with that. So stop by and ask how you can help the Trumpeter Swans, and they'll tell you how that program works out for you. And again, don't forget to put that on your schedule, January 7th. That's the first Saturday in the new year, and there'll be a presentation going on every half hour, a 10-minute presentation starting at 11 a.m. and the last one starting at 2 p.m. at the Schulberg Quarry if you'd like to know more. And we hope you have good crowds for that, and hope we continue to see some nice weather so they hang around for a while.
Yeah, and you know, we always need volunteers too at the event, so if you're free that day and want to actually just hang out with us that whole time, could definitely give my office a call and sign up to be a volunteer at one of our booths. So
great. What's the number?
It is 769-2372.
Wonderful. Laura, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.